The only true education is to listen to the divine within. The only true education is to listen to the divine within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with meditation. The only true education is to listen to the divine within. Meditation means to talk, to share. Meditation means to be one with, to listen within. To listen within is introspection. And introspection is where we listen and we let the divine within talk to us. But when we're talking to the divine within, we're meditating. Now, we spend most of our time in meditation, in talking with the divine within, in talking with whoever it is that's in our world. We love to talk. Talking is one of the great and beautiful experiences of humanity. And I'm as drawn to it as anyone else. And talking is a lot of fun, too. Talking is a very revealing experience. Talking is a very rewarding experience. The only true education is to listen to the divine within, however. Now, how do we listen to the divine within? How do we listen to the divine within? How do we know the divine within? And how do we find the divine within? And how do we become one with it? Now, we've often talked about the idea that when the divine talks to us, it sounds just like us. It sounds just like ourselves. And it's hard for us to tell whether it's the divine talking to us or whether it's us talking to ourselves. Well, we can know for sure that the divine is always talking to us. It's always the divine. Whether we think it is us or not, it is the divine. The only time that we doubt it's the divine is when we tell ourselves to do something that is not what we have felt we should be doing. It is not something that society has accepted as being the right thing to do. And so we tell ourselves that this is not the right thing to do, this is not what we should do. Well, as we continue on that flight, as we continue on that idea that it's whenever something speaks within us that it's not the divine, then we become accustomed to hearing not the divine. It's just like we say we grew up in a society where certain things were expected of us, or certain attitudes were expected of us. We were expected to always tell the truth. We were expected to always be honorable, always be gentle with our brothers and sisters, and certainly to respect our mother and father. We were taught to believe in our community and to believe in our government and to believe in our legislators, to believe in the world about us. And we've been taught that that these are good things. And then, because of our judgment, we have elected people to office who have not carried out the things that they said they would carry out. Because we were tired of one thing, we voted something else in, or because we didn't want something, we voted something out. And it was never for the purpose of our highest and best. If we were always meditating on our highest and best, we would always elect people to office who would do things that would be honorable and make our government an honorable government. By and large, our government is an honorable government. They do what they think is going to be best for the country and best for themselves. And of course, as they do that, we have built an attitude in ourselves that anyone who is a politician is a dishonest person. Anyone who is a legislator is trying to feather their own pockets and things like that. And as we have this attitude in our mind, as we have this thought going on in our world and in our heart, then so be it. Those are the experiences we experience. There are many people in this world, and I'd say many by the billions of people, many people in this world who have what they consider good legislators, good government. They believe in themselves and so they believe in their government. There are billions and billions and billions of people on Earth who believe that their parents are very fine and worthwhile people, who believe that their parents are honorable and just. And their parents are honorable and just. There are many people in this world who believe this is a good world, and they meditate upon the idea that this is a good world. And they listen within, and they hear that, yes, this is a good world. They listen within, and they hear the idea that whatever thought they allowed themselves to think about, that is the type of experience they're going to have. Now, it doesn't matter whether something appears to be one way or another. What is our thought about it? If our thought about something is that it's a negative thought, that it's a negative appearance, well then, that's what we're going to have. But if we train ourselves to always look for the positive thought, always look for the beneficial thought, always look for the uplifting thought, then that's what we'll have. I like the idea of a mother who has heard that her son has done something wrong, and rather than judge him as doing something wrong, she judges him in her mind and her heart as always doing something right. And she stands by her son as a person who is always honorable and good. And then she investigates with her son the problem that seems to be there. But she always believes in her son. She stands by him, never doubting for one moment. And that mother, who stands by with such firm conviction and such lack of doubt or such confidence, finds that her son is indeed an honorable person, and was an honorable person and did an honorable deed. As we stand by our government, as we stand by our nation, as we stand by ourselves, as we stand by our life, as we stand by our principles, whatever they may be, we will find that these are the only things that we shall experience in our life. Oh, we will be challenged. This is part of the game we chose to play. We chose to play a game in which other people are going to challenge us. Or even we challenge ourselves by not listening within, by not trusting the divine within, and knowing that that is our true educator, that that is the true source of all wisdom and knowledge for us. But as we train ourselves to listen within, as we train ourselves to believe in ourselves, we find that whatever we believe in is revealed in our life as just that, what we believe in. What is our conviction? What is it that we know to be true? What are our values? What are our morals? What are our issues in life that make life a worthwhile experience for us? It's up to us to be always true to who we are, to be always true to what is going on and what is valuable and what is right. And when we're always true to that, then we find that everything is beautiful. And when everything is beautiful, then truly we find the true education is to listen to the divine within, and as we have done it and do that and believe in it, the results are ours in a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous way. But it's up to us to make that decision. Affirm the only true education is to listen to the divine within. The only true education is to listen to the divine within. The only true education is to listen to the divine within. The only true education is to listen to the divine within. Make this into a mantra. Make this into an affirmation. Make this into a truism in your life as I make it a truism in my life. I follow it, I live it, I believe it, I know it, I am it, and it is a wonderful, glorious experience. This is what life's all about. Where are our values? Who is our teacher? What do we believe? Whatever it is, our lives show it in every measure. My beloveds, have a great day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.